I got you.
Show got weird right off the
It
get.
did. So,
I like it.
Ian, so I watched SNL Saturday.
Yeah, it was way better than I expected.
Who is that guy?
Oh, he is a musician.
Okay.
He is purely a musician. He sings those two songs. He is like a, I don't know, he's like a brunette Machine Gun Kelly to me. He's just a middling white rapper that I don't care for.
Hmm. He's no Young but Gravy.
He has no Young Gravy, but...
Who is, you know, did we talk about the Young Gravy again recently?
We did, not again, but you showed me him, and then I went to investigate him further. His music is in fact not for me.
Guess who is opening the Thanksgiving game for your Minnesota Vikings?
Young Gravy, I hope.
Young Gravy.
Fantastic.
So you can't have Thanksgiving without gravy.
Yeah. So you might as well get the Young Gravy.
Yeah. I was like, oh, Young Gravy.
Yeah, that was, again,
no bueno.
not the best ever episode, but much better than it has been for the last couple episodes. I mean, Craig, I want to be the Joker.
I did enjoy that sketch quite a bit. And I think I just said quite a bit, but so Ray better bleep that twice.
That sketch was so ridiculous.
Let's have a vote and see if he gets to be the Joker.
Joker.
I did enjoy the way they said Joker every time.
Joker.
Joker.
I think it's the making fun of that Kentucky accent that really...
It is.
Yeah, that was gold.
It was... And then when Probst came out and voted him off the island.
And they snuffed the fire.
Yeah. Put out her torch. It was awesome.
And then it completely, you know, it was texting Ian in the middle of the nighttime when... David has pumpkins arrived, and I was like, oh, pumpkins! I had my hopes up when he showed up earlier in the episode.
Yes, that sketch was good.
And I was like, uh-oh, it could happen, right. It's Halloween.
I didn't put two and two together because, well, you know, Saturday Night Live was on, so I wasn't as linear and logical as I normally am, but... Yeah, when I saw that, first of all, that sketch about the lost luggage as a Pixar movie was hysterical. and then
the French one with the
drunk
stupid
uncle,
accent.
Drunk Uncle showed up on
yes.
Weekend Update. Tom was too good for Giselle.
Yeah. Any questions?
So, and you're from before. and these skeletons are... Next to him. Yeah, that was just, it was definitely an okay callback.
Look, we spent all of our money on Freddy and Jason. Like, this is all we got left. I love me a good David S. Pumpkins. That is, I'm not sure why it's good, but I've enjoyed it every time.
For sure.
All right, we ready to get this rolling?
I suppose.
I think so.
I didn't give a call out, though. Flynn for the win. Again.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
He is back in full force.
It's nationwide.
Seriously, things are looking up.
Greetings, True Believers! Welcome to the 359th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got David S. Pumpkins here. No, I wish we did. We got
Any
Ray.
Questions?
That's right. We got Ray. We got Ian. I'm here too. Hi.
Hello.
And we're part of it.
That's fantastic. This is the week of 11-2 to the 9th. And as we talked earlier, thankfully, when we record this next show, the political ads will take a 5-minute pause. In your Deadpool dailies, what do we call those? Yes, what do we call those? The 5-day, 7, 5-day, 4-star crash of the thingies.
Yeah.
Monday explosions, whatever you want to call it. The 31st, so on Halloween, you had Cho versus the Beast, and then Cho versus the Big Pun. How'd that go for you?
Half well.
Oh,
okay. I was successful against the Beast in one attempt. I have not attempted to fight Big Pun yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no problem. Green for the win there.
Yep. Yeah. That in one-on-one, you know, Cho's not so bad. And then coming up number next on Monday, it's the, looks like it's an X-Force reunion. It's a Deadpool versus Wolverine.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Sorry. Samurai is telling me that I need to buy a David S. Pumpkin shower curtain.
Now, in fairness, you do need to buy that. However, $65 is the most outrageous price for a shower curtain I could even... I'm disgusted.
That is clearly a novelty item for $19.99.
Right. Yes. Well, thank you. It doesn't even look good.
Like, it's a shower curtain with that printed on it. Like, it. Right. Somebody photoshopped that image.
Yeah. $19.99. That'd be a buyer.
Yeah. Because you're right. It's not well done either.
No.
Yeah. Storyland. Heart's Darkness is running. That'll get you the Dream Warrior, North Star, some Chasm Shards. Placement is Glider Man and Savage She-Hulk shards. In Operation Spider Silk, Strange, Glider Man, the She-Hulk. Placement is insert new character here and some Phoenix Frost shards. Hey, just appearing a few minutes ago, Morris Day and the Time Season has arrived.
Nice.
You can't actually play anything, but it's there.
All right. And
it did show me the simulator, though, where you could get Black Panther and lots of those Slimer shards.
Oh, than usual?
Yes, because it didn't look like you actually get a cover. You just get shards.
Oh, right on.
Right now, however, Blind Justice is running. That'll get you Daredevil and Elektra. Placement is King Black Panther and Ghost Driver. In the news and things that happened seconds after we talked last week and at 2 a.m. in the morning, character rebalances coming your way. First, MODOK. The Doomsday Plan, the countdown timer has been reduced from 8 turns down to 6. They say by changing this to 6 turns, it makes an ability that creates a decently strong 3-turn tile with one extra ability use or an instantly damaging strong hit for characters that have low AP abilities. All right. Cool. His afterburner increased by 100%.
Oh.
That's, you know, 100% more, isn't it?
Right.
Nothing changed on a hammer for every nail.
Nice.
Nebula. Oh, God. Warped enhancements has gone down from 9 to 6.
Ooh.
And its healing has been increased by, again, 100%.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it was too expensive before. Now you can, you know.
It's a bargain now.
Yeah, look at it go.
100% more healing.
Galactic Rage. All damage is increased by 50%.
Oh.
So there you go. Rebalanced around a midpoint where 5 tiles seems to be more reasonable, which results in about a 50% across the board damage increase when there are special tiles on the board. And then Grim Efficiency increased base damage by about 100%. It said, you know, before you had to have, you know, a bunch of strike tiles on the board and to get things to happen, it was very slow because, you know, it just doesn't take that long. So they've rebalanced the ability without around being used more on its own, with the strike tiles being a bonus to synergize with Galactic Rage, as opposed to really requiring Galactic Rage to have done its thing first. So there you go.
Okay.
And then Silver Surfer. Lot more match damage, lots more health. Perfect Being, the healing power went down from 9 to 6.
Oh.
So again, heal yourself up more.
Yeah.
The charge tile generation at the new cost is pretty effective. Meanwhile, with reduced cost as well as an increased health, his healing is essentially increased by staying the same percentage-wise to his health while costing 33% less. That's good. Cosmic Beam, increased damage by about 75%. Straightforward there, like that. Here's the big change, though.
Yeah.
Silver Singularity now downs the enemy when it expires, ignoring revival effects. When the black hole sucks you in, there is no escape, there is no avoidance, there is no revival. When it goes off, the opponent is just gone.
Sweet.
So all of your Chasm, your Hulk teams, such, now should very much fear the Silver Surfer. It is super, super dead. It's really most sincerely dead.
Yeah.
So that was exciting.
Good for him.
Yeah,
he's been wanting to be relevant since...
Way since he first came
out. The onset. Yeah. Is he the OG 5-star?
He was definitely,
He was definitely way the one first couple.
Samurai says yes.
Yeah, I thought so. I think it was him and Phoenix out of the gate.
Oh, and now he can just kill Phoenix. So there you go.
Good. Take that.
So that was exciting. I really enjoyed that Silver Surfer change. That'll be a fun extra mechanic to throw things out.
The extra mechanic is trying to keep Silver Surfer alive so that he can kill the others.
That's right.
Right. Well, he's got that cheaper healing now.
He's cheaper healing and more health, so, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. There was a note saying that the there's a 5-star coming on the 17th.
Oh.
They wanted to make a note that they are not releasing a 3-star version with this character.
Okay.
It may have one down the road. They just did not have a time to get it ready in time. So if this is going to be Namor, you have to think it's going to be the movie version then is the 5-star.
Of course, not
the Phoenix version, but that doesn't... You would think you'd want the Phoenix version to be the 5-star.
Mm,
oh, to hang out with the rest of the Phoenix Force? I don't know. Yeah.
So maybe they're going to release the Phoenix version and not the movie version? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe they've gone in a different direction. Maybe they are postponing him and it's just going to be 5-star Ironheart.
Maybe he was preponed. I don't know.
Maybe it's 5-star, I don't know. What do you call Lady Black Panther? Just regular Black Panther?
Yeah, I think she's just Black Panther.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe it'll be that.
I guess it's going to be Black Panther. I don't know. Do female panthers get a different name?
I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Not up on my panther terminology.
I haven't seen the movie yet. I don't know how it all works.
Yeah. Okay, Ian, there's a new character.
Oh!
If you remember, the clue last time was beyond human.
More than human. I thought it was more human than human. Or did we just make
that
up?
More than human? That sounds right.
Was that our Rob Zombie guess? Human.
Yeah, that's it. It turns into a character that I could have sworn if someone had asked me that I thought was a DC character.
Okay.
He appeared on my screen and went, what's he doing in this game? I don't understand. So, apparently, that's a Marvel character. What do I know? Deathlok, apparently whose name is Michael Collins, is a 4-star character of the red, blue, and black variety. His red power is called Focused Fire. Passive, when Deathlok's team makes a red or blue match, he gains a focus point up to 10. Each focus point increases allied damage dealt to that target by 43. If Deathlok's team deals match damage to another target, he loses all the focus points. All right, so you gotta pick on one enemy appears. As you go up in level, that damage goes up. At max level, it is 348.
Ooh.
That's all right.
Yeah.
So, blue, combat strategist, 9 blue. Deals damage ignoring projectiles, invisibility, and airborne. So that's fun. Deathlok then gains a burst of health as he repositions. Passive, at the start of the turn, for each friendly synthetic or technologist, gain 1 AP in the team's strongest 2 colors, and for each enemy synthetic or technologist, the enemy loses 1 AP in theirs. So if you've got 2 friends hanging out on your team, you're getting 2 extra AP, and if they've got any, they're losing AP. That's something.
Okay.
As you go up in level, that damage it does goes up and the burst heal goes up. The black power is called Assuming Control, 7 black. Choose a black basic black tile, create a 3-turn fortified black countdown tile that increases Deathlok's base focus points to 3. At the start of each turn, deals 50% of Deathlok's focus point damage bonus to all other characters, ignoring projectiles, invisibility, and airborne. So it's going to hurt your own team. However, passively, Deathlok's team takes 20% less damage from abilities that target a single character and 10% less damage from abilities that target multiple characters. While the AI has control, only Deathlok benefits from this passive. So I guess that means when you're on defense and like PvP, when the AI has control?
Sure.
Is that the way you're reading that? So he's better for you to use on offense and not so great on defense? I don't know. When you get up to level 5, you're making a 5-turn countdown tile, increase your base focus all the way up to 7 points right away. So that's most of the way towards, you know, that max of 10.
Yeah.
A team is taking 40% less direct damage, and your team's already taken 25% less AoE damage.
So interesting.
So that's not so bad. Let's see, 3-star Punisher, the Dark Reign variety. While it also gives you a max and a pun, it'll also now give you feeders to Deathlok, and Deathlok is going to feed Cable. Let's see. Release events. Operation Spider Silk, covers and shards in progression, event tokens in placement. His welcome to shield is going to run the 6th to the 11th. Deathlok shards and a recruit token in progression. The hunt. Oh, interesting. The hunt. Oops, all Florida? Are they changing the hunt so you never leave Florida?
I have no idea.
The 7th through the 10th, Deathlok covers and shards and vault token in progression. Oh, just kidding about all the Florida. Your heart rate can now return to normal.
That was just a hoax?
Yeah, I didn't read ahead, but I like the joke because I actually would be very amused if they just spent it in Upsala, Florida, because everybody hates Florida.
No way. That's where Woke goes to die, dude.
Versus, and the Wakanda Forever is going on. There are Deathlock cover and Shards as placement there. His event is called Some Assimilation Required. Deathlock covers and Shards and recruit token and progression. The Deathlock Bolt, the 6th to the 11th, 80 items, 3 4-stars, 1 Deathlock, and a whoop-whoop-whoop in there. So there you go, Michael Collins, Deathlock.
Yeah, I know you're saying Michael Collins, but are you sure it isn't Deathlock Phil Collins?
Oh.
See what I posted?
I see what you got there.
Now, that's not mine. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't remember whose it was, but I thought it was hilarious. It's from the Discord. So if you scroll up enough, you can find that image again and give credit to the right person.
Yo, that's on you. I'm not scrolling nothing.
I tried. Scrolling's hard.
With the release of Deathlock, there are more affiliation updates. There are now technologists, characters that use high tech to do battle. Synthetics, characters that are synthetic beings such as androids and robots, but biologically created beings like Adam Warlock are not synthetic. So they're updating 5-star Doc Ock. He is going to be villains, Sinistex, Iron Man, Geniuses, technologist. Rescue is becoming a technologist. Ultron's becoming a synthetic non-human. And Wasp is getting Champions, Red Room, technologist, Pymtech. And then a whole slew of 4-star and 3-star like changes getting all of these different varieties. So there you go. All kind of team affiliations to bring your way.
Oh, it was J-Fish, by the way.
Ah.
So, credit to the right person.
All right. Did you feel it coming in the air today? That's the news. You guys got any special news?
No.
Negative. That was a pretty robust list of things going on.
All right.
I liked it all.
Then take it away, Ian.
Uh-oh. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, being taken. So let's talk about this character, 5-star Wolverine, subtext, Samurai Dagon. Red, black, and green. His red ability, he is the master of Yato. He removes up to 2 enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles, then deal 364 damage to the enemy. For every special tile removed, create 1 strength 55 blue strike tile. This is the passive component of this ability is enemy strike, attack, and protect tiles. Strength is decreased by 14%. When he gets up to maximum level, he's removing up to 4 tiles. He's dealing 4,395 damage, creating a strength 293 tiles, and the enemy special tiles are decreased by 25%. His black ability is passive. Lawless Warrior. If Wolverine has more than 6 black AP at the start of his turn, convert 3 black AP to red and create 2 2-turn purple repeater tiles. If there are 4 or more special tiles on the board, when this tile activates, not including the repeater tiles, deal 911 damage to the target. Let's see, that scales up to 4 or more drops down to 2 or more special tiles, and damage scales up to 6,152. Lastly, All right. The first half of his green ability is called Lethal Fury. Costs 9 green AP. Destroy 3 green tiles, and deal 1,093 damage. Damage dealt by this power reduces a target's health permanently for the rest of the battle. Tiles destroyed by this ability generate AP. Passive, if Wolverine has less than 25% health, this power becomes Unkillable Ronin. Before I move away from this, the damage scales up to 9,223. Unkillable Ronin, the alternate power, is passive. So, for 0 green, if you have at least 4 green AP at the start of your turn, Wolverine's powerful healing factor kicks in and heals him for 1,276 health. If Wolverine has at least 25% of his health, this power becomes Lethal Fury again. This maxes its way up to 9,229 health, and that's if he has at least 3 green AP down from 4 green AP at the start of the turn. Right on. I feel like his green probably needs to be at a 5, because going from 4 green AP to 3 green AP seems significant if you want to get the most out of your Lethal Fury. What do these other abilities do? I don't know. Master Viato seems okay, but I'm not sure. Ray, have you at least tried this character?
Oh, yeah. I actually enjoy playing him. I don't know why, but I have him spec'd at a 5-4-4, which is the least popular build.
Ah, sure. That sounds like a me build.
Yeah. I'm wondering if, like you, I just got him leveled and went, yep, there you go. apparently the most popular, though, is 5-5-3.
Oh, my. Okay, well.
Unexpected.
Maybe people don't like alternate abilities. I understand. You know, or that it just, yeah, that healing that I was talking about for 3 instead of 4 is just not as significant as getting these other tile removing and tile creation and then AP conversion. Yeah, well, there you go. Wolverine, Samurai Dagon.
The Wolverine.
That's what's always sunny in Xandar.
Willie, what you got in that mailbag?
Oh, I don't know. Let's find out. There was nothing over on the D3 forum, but on Reddit, first, Samurai said, yeah, not a half hour after we log off and ICE ambushes everyone with character rebalances. We could have had exclusive breaking news, maybe next time. also, he was listening to an episode of Addressing Gettysburg. Yes, that is correct. Samurai listens to a podcast about a single Civil War battle. Show of hands, who was surprised? The guest historian was explaining in great detail the difference between enfilade and defilade, and I could hear the three of you screaming without knowing why. Slick, 1605, said had thought for a fun and effective team-up, Polaris, Grocket, and Dr. Thor. Blows up special tiles, even your own, hits the enemy team, multiplies tiles, gives endless cascades and board shake, very effective. And in response, Forever X, Inex, Ruin, I don't know, okay, said, with Dr. Thor as my soul covered maxed 5-star, this combo is single-handedly getting me through SCL-10 right now. Wow. That seems pretty strong.
I will warn you, though, if you play the same combo for too long, everyone else makes fun of you.
or at least two of us.
Right.
Dances with Weevils says that he very much enjoyed the Bill Bransky / Terrified section of the show this week.
All right.
I don't remember what we talked about.
How we were talking about Terrified.
Oh, right. Right.
Whom I did talk to on the phone after he heard the episode.
Nice.
And he was not teaching scuba. He was down there to get recertified, however. And he is working on contract for the U.S. Air Force, where apparently the U.S. Air Force sells Cessnas to, like, the Philippines for as recon planes. So his company has a government contract, apparently, to fix cameras to, you know, little Cessna planes and then sell them to the Philippines.
Oh. Did he have any insight?
No roller coasters.
As to why I thought he was a roller coaster engineer.
No, he's like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I don't know.
All right. That must really just be a straight up delusion. Sorry about that.
All right. Last comment was from Pantera 236, who says, quote, do the other guys in Tool really matter? How dare you, sir? They are all masters of their craft. Also, quote, do the other guys in Nine Inch Nails matter? There are other guys in Nine Inch Nails? Sometimes there are. Usually...
But not always. Sometimes he just does the whole album himself, and there really isn't.
Right. A lot of times he just does the whole album himself and then goes, hires somebody to play what he created. But, yeah, so there you go. That's what's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
And we just want to pump.
You up.
You up. All right.
It's been like 8 years, Ian. I still clap and then point at my screen.
Nice. I'll add a point. I don't do that.
Yeah, I point at you. You're not here, but...
Oh, pump. You up. Yeah. Okay. I think I could work something similar. Are the finger guns okay?
Sure.
Okay.
But, you know, I still do the thumbs at me for this guy, too, so that happens later in the show.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, I do. I point at myself with the thumbs, too. I can't help it.
All right.
I don't think this guy could be said without pointing at yourself with thumbs.
That's right.
All right. Uh-oh. Oh, he does love me. I was just about to skip Emma Frost because she's so new, I don't know anything that she does. And Samurai knew that was going to happen and added a 3-star detailed description of what she does. Oh, man, this is great. Oh, I'm bad at my job. All right. So her yellow will make bigger strike tiles, and the passive ally buffs will not be affected. No changes with her own best friend, because the diamond formed is percentage-based. And no changes to her mental block either, because it involves destroying and depowering special enemy tiles. Okay, well, she was not really that effective, but she's boosted. Yeah,
boosted, and the only thing that's boosted is boosted learning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nice.
Gambit, he does some things, but not very effectively. I think his aces and eights deal damage because they're red. The other ones, we'll just say, aren't affected. The hood, he's got twin pistols. That'll do a lot more damage, but it'll still cause your turn to end abruptly, and I don't like it. And he'll have more... Does he get extra AP steal from Dormammu's favor?
I don't think it changes.
No.
Okay. Then he's got some intimidation, though. That does
something.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah,
that'll do more damage. Yeah. Hulk's red and green damage will be increased, as will the black damage if you have it at 5 to yourself. Patch, the Wolverine version, red and green damage will be increased, as will his healing. Okay. The soon-to-be-crashing X-Force Deadpool. Out of bullets, more healing, more damage. X-Enforcer, more damage when those countdowns expire. And more damage from the countdown for what traps. Gore, the God Butcher, is boosted. Let's see, he's got more... Excuse me for a moment. Oh, this is the end.
Sorry, these sounds that cut through the microphone were hilarious.
I'm sorry. That was terrible. I didn't like
it. Okay?
Yeah.
Samurai asked, did Dean turn into a chicken?
That's kind of what it sounded like.
Did that really happen? That's weird. I was just coughing a lot. It was no fun.
Yeah, but it cut off like the middle part, right? So we got the start and the end. So it was like, yeah, what?
All right, well,
you know, you're like I'll a flooded motor.
Gore's boosted. More black damage, more yellow damage, and more special tile nerfing from the purple. Hulkling is boosted. Oh, man. What? There's arrows and different colors.
That's all for right, the purple. This guy one,
must... Yeah, he's doing some... Oh, that's just for the purple. I get it now. Okay, so his green AoE will be increased. No changes to his yellow. His metamorphic abduct. His purple.
The metamorphosis. Purple plus red.
Yeah, purple plus red equals more health. Purple plus yellow equals more health plus counter damage. And purple plus purple equals stronger attack tiles and more healing. The Moon Knight showing up today in the triangle. I don't know what shape we're down to.
I don't know.
We've been dialing down from the dodecahedron, but more fist damage and more croissant blade damage. And then his purple is attack tile, strike tile, or more damage. Recently reworked Nebula. Larger green AoE, more red damage, more red attack tile, or bigger red attack tile, and then more healing with the warped enhancements. Black Panther is boosted. More damage for his black, more damage for the Spirit of Wakanda, and way more damage when move or be moved happens. Looks like 5-star Colossus is boosted this week. So more neutralization damage and more purification damage. 5-star Kamala Khan also boosted this week. Green AoE is improved, as are her yellow protect tiles. And... Dr. Thor, what is she up to? More yellow damage and more red damage, depending on charge tile availability. So let's see what Samurai has to say about this. Oh, very brief. Boosted 5-star Colossus week. Time for a little break from PvP. So there you go. That's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks as always.
Mystify. All right. So this week, they're on a line. It's just a line. They're standing on it. This line brought to you by Terrified.
Terrified.
Not working on roller coasters. Yeah. But Ray, last week we had Merlin versus Howard.
Yeah, we did.
What happened?
Nice.
So, yes, I finally get to smile after weeks of being sad.
No, don't make me sad, Ray.
70% of the vote went to Merlin.
Ah, Boo Earns.
Clear victory.
I was saying Boo Earns.
Yeah, well, what can you do? He made it way too far.
It's always the same in comic books. Magic always wins.
Yeah.
It's accurate.
This week, who's doing what?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I'll be honest, I got my page pulled up to Mark Spector already, so.
Oh, there you go.
Then go ahead.
All right. So the one and only Moon Knight, Mr. Mark Spector, has coasted on his croissant blades and immortality to this point, and is, I don't know, looking to do more of the same, but I've got to call into question Khonshu's power. Even Khonshu at his full power, I would be hesitant against my opponent. So I'm hoping to come up with some sort of cosmic energy negating ability so that I can throw some crescent blades into your skull. But maybe one of the other personalities in my head will have a riddle for what's coming my way. With a solution for the riddle that's coming my way.
And that is because, you're going up against the Stranger. Cosmic and psionic powers that are, off the charge. Comparable to Galactus, Celestials, the Watchers. Again, he is a cosmic level entity.
Yeah, that's still tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Moon Knight's got a cool mask.
I do love this one on the wiki. It says the Living Tribunal once asserted that if he had a fourth face, opposed to the one of equity, it would be the Stranger's.
All right.
So the Living Tribunal is envious of the Stranger's existence? Or the fact that they're not the same person?
I think they just get tired of hearing each other's voices and they want a new one. I don't know. Stranger. I don't know how Khonshu or just his avatar could do, but
I feel like as Mark Spector I've got my own version of the Living Tribunal in my head personality wise, so
true.
There.
So once again, if you have a way of Mark whooping up on the Stranger, let us know.
If not, I'm already looking forward to the Merlin emoji coming back next week.
Where's my Moon Knight symbol? There it is. So,
yep.
To vote, you can go to the Discord and click just react to my poll there. This week's Superhero Showdown. Just react to it. Why is Mark getting all the votes? What's wrong with you people? I need a story.
No one likes the Stranger.
I don't know why. Maybe I know.
Oh, no. Craig is the mango?
That's right, baby.
If you can't get the Discord to vote, you could post in the subreddit, Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or go to the D3 forums and post something on our episode submitted there.
And big finale next week, then.
Yeah.
The winner of this match going up against Merlin. We'll find out all together next week.
Who's getting sent into the finals.
Yeah. So that's exciting. I want to diverge for a minute while Ian pulls up Steam. And it's something that has nothing to do with this game, but, you know, it has to do with television. So what do we think about Baby Thor taking over in The Witcher?
I don't love it.
Yeah,
I don't know. I haven't seen it to not love it, but I'm a conservative middle-aged white guy. I don't love change.
Yeah.
I'm scared of new things. What's wrong with Henry Cavill? He seems delightful.
Apparently,
are they making a new story, or are they just going to use makeup and pretend like I don't notice?
I think they're going to go with You Don't Notice.
I like Samurai's suggestion. Go to the Witcher subreddit and suggest that it's a great idea.
Oh, that would probably not go well for you on the downvotes. I don't know. The only thing I saw a rumor saying that apparently he complained to the story writers, that they are diverging too far from like the actual, you know, books and things.
Yeah.
And they told him to go suck it, so he quit.
Oh, okay.
Because apparently he had already told them he was not coming back for the next season before he took the gig as coming back as Superman.
Okay.
So as supposedly it had nothing to do with the Superman movies coming back.
Right on.
So there you go. All right, and you got some tokens open. How about one?
All right.
One more, up to you.
Four star. It's a symbol I don't know. Oh, Carolina Dean.
Ray, you still have a billion? I have three.
No, I'm doing one.
All right. Do you want to go first or left?
Token. It is Yondu, Ravager's Ruse.
I remember him.
I remember him from
three
before.
Of these things. Oh, the first one's purple. Good job, Ray. Chasm, Stare into the Void. Oh, the second one's purple.
Wow.
Chasm, Walking Abyss. Oh my god, the third one's purple.
Yes!
Trifecta, Immortal She-Hulk Makes Me Stronger. Man, I wish I had more.
Yes! That was
jackpot,
crazy.
Baby.
100% pull. That is strange.
Yeah.
That gets my chasm up to a 2-4-1. Oh, now Samurai's banned from the show.
So I don't know what happened, but everybody got disconnected from the channel. Like, we've got Sluggo and Samurai left, and
hey, they're the only true fans,
I guess.
I mean, we know the old man fell asleep in his chair because that happened a couple weeks ago. He's just too old.
But
I mean,
no, but Ray is correct. I believe it's an anomaly. I forget where I was typing here. Yeah, when you started talking about, when you started doing the intro for Deathlok, I was gone. I heard nothing but silence from that until you started talking about his second ability, and I was like, what? Yeah, I didn't know if you guys could hear me or not hear me. I was talking, nothing was happening, it was wild. Huh.
Oh, well, we didn't notice.
Yep, I typed into the chat a bunch of question marks and what's happening. And
yeah, I didn't know what you're talking about, so I just let it go.
Oh, nice. Yep. That's cool. Well, sorry about the people who got the boot.
Yeah. Please listen on the recording. I hear it's better.
It is so good, Craig. I know it's hard to enjoy when you've already done it, but I promise you it's good.
All I want to do right now is give a shout out to this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, so many good shows. Soon to be named network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. You can check out this and a variety of other excellent podcasts with direct links to all of their individual pages at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Hey, I'm making good progress on this Mighty Bowser Lego.
Nice. Yeah, I like the last update that I got.
Yeah, I've determined that as I watch the Steelers lose every week, I just sit there and open up bags of parts.
And oh, no. What are you going to do on a bye week?
Yeah, I guess I'll watch. Oh, boy. Who's going to be the featured game on Sunday at the early 1 o'clock slot?
Bengals?
Man,
Jets.
I just lost to the Brownies. I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who we get. Do you have to watch a Giants game?
Oh.
The Eagles still play football? Didn't they win the championship already?
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. But, what the heck is Samurai? Oh, apparently Samurai has a comprehensive chart of the entire United States as to what games you get to see.
Right.
But I don't know what it's trying to tell me.
I don't know how to read it either. It looks informative. What's orange mean? There's no key to go with this.
Yeah.
Ah, I was right, is what it says. It says you will be enjoying Carolina at Cincinnati.
Oof. I don't think I want to.
Nope. What? Get some laundry done.
Yeah, that does not sound entertaining at all. Carolina's bad. All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
Negative.
I think I'm good.
All right, Buffalo Jets. All right, maybe I'll do Buffalo Jets. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Comments, suggestions, please get them to Ray. The mailbag needs to be filled. So any comments, suggestions, shoot them that way. You can click on our Amazon banner. Give us a little love. But, you can't get Halloween candy because that's all Christmas stuff now. Let me tell you this. I stopped at the grocery store on Monday because I wanted to get some Halloween candy to hand out.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be done. No Halloween candy anywhere in the store. It's all Christmas candy now. I was like, you fargin' bastages. It is still Halloween light, and Christmas has already taken it away.
Yes.
So I had to buy
the holiday
like,
creep is getting serious.
Yeah, we might as well just go straight from July 4th to Christmas. I mean, just get nothing in between. So I had to buy like a box of like I think it was, you know, snack size Cheetos and Doritos or something to give those away.
Nice.
Give me some Doritos.
Exactly.
So anyway, if you'd like to send me some Halloween candy, click on that Amazon banner. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, until next time, I love me some shortbread cookies. Good night, everyone.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.